Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We are your prescription for change. We're going to kick this show off and go with Larry. Larry, welcome to the show, man.
Hello, Doctor. How you doing?
I'm living well. What's up? How can I help?
Yeah, I'm really concerned about high blood pressure. I drive trucks, and me and not only me, but a bunch of my friends are on blood pressure medication. And I know that there's going to be some alternative that I can take for some of those drugs. And also, you know, it also affects you sexually because it cuts your blood pressure, the drugs that you take. So I was wondering what alternative could I do, or is there something that I know that I can do to offset this?
Yeah, I mean, with high blood pressure, it just depends. I mean, like I said, there's different medications that you can take, and depending on what your doctor has you take, you can, a lot of times, if you're having any kind of sexual dysfunction or if it's affecting you in a negative way, you can always talk to your doctor and they can switch around the medications. Have you done that to see if they, to try some different classes of blood pressure medication to see if it helped improve this situation?
Not yet.
Yeah. That's always good to do because there are multiple classes of drugs that can help with blood pressure. And, you know, like the beta blockers, anything in, ending in OL, okay, like metoprolol, those drugs can typically, they can cause some erectile dysfunction issues. And something you got to be careful for. And they can switch you over to, you know, depending on what your blood pressure has been running, they can put you on other medications, you know, like an ACE inhibitor. I mean, there's other classes that can work, and they have their own side effects too, but sometimes you don't have to deal with those side effects. Everyone's different, and that's why they can kick around that. Now, if you want to know more of a natural way of handling these kind of things, there are some things out there that can help. However, I'm a big fan, if your doctor has you on something, you know you need to stay on it. And if you want to do anything different, make sure you work with them and talk with your doctor about any options, because blood pressure is not something you want to play around with. And many times, even if you want to go in a natural route, sometimes depending on how high your blood pressure has been, it's good to be on something very light, like a lisinopril or something like that, for a short period of time to get things regulated while you change your lifestyle, all right, drop some weight, whatever it might be that you need to do for your overall health. So just a couple of things. You know, at the end of the day, but naturally, a couple things. L-arginine, L-citrulline, they work hand in hand together along with potassium and green tea. There's different supplement combinations that they make that what it does, it helps with nitric oxide in the body. They've also done studies on that that says that it can increase or improve erectile dysfunction and it can help with blood pressure related issues. So, I mean, that's something you might want to look into, do some research on in those supplements. Now, the other is jumping on a rebounder or a mini trampoline. Many studies have been done with mini trampolines. I mean, first of all, it's pretty fun. If you haven't ever done it, you get a little mini trampoline for like $100, and they're a great company to get it from is UrbanRebounder.com. They have them at Dick's Sporting Goods, but you can also order online. And they're very durable. You've got to really be careful of the foods that you eat. I know it's tough to eat on the road, but you can make better choices. My book, Empowering Your Health, will lead you down the way of making better choices and can be very helpful to you in that path. Talked to a lot of truckers here on the show, obviously. And so we've come up with a lot of great tools to help you guys. But as far as blood pressure goes, supplementation can be helpful. Exercise is a key. And, you know, while you're driving and doing what you do, make frequent stops if you can. And if you can get out and walk 15 minutes, maybe two or three times a day during those long treks where you're maybe driving 12 hours or so, that can make a big difference. Even the walking can truly help in blood pressure-related issues. It has been proven that the exercise can be so helpful. But again, nothing's going to happen until you change everything. And that includes diet. You know, your habits are so key when it comes to blood pressure. Genetics play a little bit of a role, but it's habits, weight, and overall, the overall picture, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Okay? Keep me posted how it goes in your new lifestyle choices and working with your doctor. You can always email me at getwellradio.com. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Got questions about your health? We'll take them right now. You can always shoot me that email, and we'll be glad to take your calls. 888-283-7272. Chris in Cincinnati, Ohio writes, I've been struggling with high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Well, we just tackled, Chris, the blood pressure related issue. And if you're looking from a more natural perspective, then that's what we just talked about. Let's talk about cholesterol for a minute, because cholesterol and high blood pressure goes hand in hand. And when you are looking at the two, you have to make sure, obviously, if you tackle one, you've got to look at the other with many people. A lot of times people are on statin drugs that are also on high blood pressure medication. So really the two go hand in hand when you're working through those. So cholesterol, let's talk about it. One of the big issues with cholesterol, they say it's genetic. It's really more lifestyle. It's really more to do with the foods that you eat every single day. That makes a huge difference. Cholesterol is a liver issue. It's not a heart issue. Actually, cholesterol is made in the liver. You've got two types. You've got the HDL. Those are the good guys, high-density lipoproteins. And you have the low-density lipoproteins. Those are the LDLs. So both of those are key ingredients for what your body uses for hormones and for other aspects of our health. You want to have the HDLs about 50 to 70 on the blood test. You want to keep the LDLs under 100. And that's for overall cholesterol health. Now, getting it too low can be a challenge, so make sure you don't get it too low, even working with your doctor. So just make sure that you stay hand-in-hand with them. But at the same time, there's a lot of natural things you can do. Now, if you're taking something like Crestor or any of the statins, simvastatin, whatever you might be taking because of cholesterol, one thing you have to know, that statin drugs will deplete the body of coenzyme Q10. Coenzyme Q10 is very heart protective, and that's why people that start taking statin drugs over a long period of time can have some instabilities in their heart. And when you have instabilities in your heart, that's obviously not a good thing, right? It's the opposite of what we're trying to accomplish. So supplementing with CoQ10, talk with your doctor. It's pretty standard of care now with physicians that are giving statin drugs to put someone on CoQ10, 50 milligrams minimum. Some even go for 100 milligrams, but just check with them and keep on that. That's the research that's out right now. But cholesterol, we've known for years that eggs are the top cholesterol-lowering food that we have, and it's in the yolk. The yolk actually creates, has two components in it that actually creates almost a shearing method to get rid of the plaque arterial walls. So 2 to 3 organic eggs every single day cooked in coconut oil or butter can actually be extremely beneficial. Now, if you don't want to cook them, throw them raw into a smoothie. Another great way to do it. A lot of times that's how I take my eggs. The less you cook the egg, the more intact the protein is, the better it is for you. So just a couple of things to think about when it comes down to keeping those cholesterol issues where they need to be. Red yeast rice, that's actually what they based a lot of the statin drug research on. And, of course, they still sell that in all the supplement stores. It's been used for years to help manage HDL cholesterol and lower LDL. Also vitamin E. All the standard medical literature has vitamin E as one of the key ingredients for lowering the LDL, the bad cholesterol. Incredible research. You might want to look into some of that. And don't forget, fish oil, always a good option too.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metals' value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out online. You can also jump in on social media there. Don't forget, you can jump in all the way. We can get up speed on everything going on with the show. Our email from the day is brought to you by Gene Me. Gene Me is a powerful new company, breakthrough company, actually, incorporating genetic assessments within their nutrition. Powerful. So they've actually got, I say they've always cracked the genetic code, because genetics and nutrition really are coming on strong now. And the research behind it, the Human Genome Project they did years ago around 2004, they had some cutting edge research behind that. Now GeneMe, what they're doing is actually customizing nutrition based on your own genetic blueprint. It's incredible. So if you haven't checked them out, you can go to getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me. You can check them out and see exactly what they're doing, but customized nutrition, not taking a million different supplements anymore, but they actually customize exactly what your body needs at the cellular level. Powerful, powerful stuff. And right now, we've got a special offer with them. Actually, when you go to their website and you look or even entertain their free assessment that they're doing, you actually get a free copy of my book, Empowering Your Health. You can check that out at getgeneme.me. Earl in Lexington, Kentucky, he says, I'm 51 and I weigh about 315 pounds. Last year I got your book, and just over a year I'm down to 245. That's great. Way to go, Earl. He said, I really want to get down below 200, but these last few pounds seem to be the hardest. So what can I do? Well, first, I do think it's important. First of all, let me just say, way to go, man. You've already dropped all this weight down from 315 to 245. You are on your way just by reading the book. I am so impressed. That's some great self-motivation. Yeah, the book has a lot of tools in it, but wow, that's incredible. So, man, great job. Now, if you really want to drop that, go to that next level, I think you're going to have to get a good team around you. Now, you're already doing great on your own, but you always want to make sure that you have a good team there. And having a good team, you want a good personal trainer, definitely a nutritionist of some kind that can walk you through all the details, manage you from a metabolic standpoint. Of course, you probably already got a good primary care physician, which is critical. But you've got to have someone on your team that can really manage your lifestyle choices and help balance that. Like, for example, if you're going to be taking supplements and whatnot and eating a certain way, a dietitian is going to be great because they can do what's called medical nutrition therapy, where they can go in and they can look at your entire profile. They can look at blood work. They can see what you're deficient in and then come up with a good game plan for you all the way around and then walk you through. And there might be some deficiencies in the hormones. There might be, and not that you have to take hormones. Your doctor can advise you there, but there might be a lot of nutritional choices that you can make that will typically help you quite a bit in this journey of getting over the hump and hitting that second, or getting over that second plateau to get you down to that next level. So that might be something you can look into. But yeah, I mean, keep me posted. The principles of the book are great. Our wellness team, our coaches and everybody, they follow those principles. And then we've got our new curriculum coming out that's going to be a great way for you to kind of lifestyle your way back to health. So just stay in touch with us on that. But I'm so excited for you, Earl. I really am, man. It takes a lot of dedication, number one, to make that decision that you want to get well. And then going to the extremes of saying, you know what, I'm going to eat well, I'm going to move well, I'm going to think well, I'm going to go to that next level in every area of my life, and I'm not going to settle for anything less than the best. And it took time for you to get where you are, right? I mean, we know that. It didn't happen overnight. But now you come to a place where you say, you know what, I want to get myself back. And I'm not willing to do anything else but that. So I'm really excited for you. All right, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Send me an email. I'll make it part of the show. All right, Karen, you're next with us, darling. How can I help?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay. I have a blood anemia question for you.
All right.
I'll give you the question pretty much up front, and then I'll give you background information. I am wondering whether you would suggest, as I'm thinking, I went to the doctor through the emergency room, and I was told that I'm extremely anemic, low blood,
mm-hmm.
and that I should have blood transfusion right away. However, during that, and my thinking was, if I do blood transfusion, the doctor told me they test the blood, but there is really no way to know whether I may get another disease, as hepatitis is typically what may be a result of a transfusion. And I say, well, since I'm feeling fine, and they did test in all areas of the blood as much as they said they could, and everything else is normal. They tested, urine and as well as took two drawings of blood, and they came back to say that it was still low. Initially, when they took the first blood, they said that was low. They took a second and then said that was higher, but they wanted to send it to the lab to get more details. And I say, if I'm feeling fine, doing well, nothing else showed as a problem on their test, why should I take a risk at this time when I'm feeling fine, why should I take the risk of getting a blood transfusion when I could possibly do things to build my blood? Now, the reason, background information, I went to the hospital because I had some extreme hand finger pain that came out of kind of nowhere. Well, that's feeling a lot better. They said the blood situation is not connected to the hand. The hand is a more separate issue, but she was surprised that, two doctors, they checked my eyes, they checked my stomach, and everything was normal, and I felt fine, and I had been in the emergency area 8 hours.
My goodness. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go into a commercial break, and when we come out, we'll talk about anemia. And is there a need for transfusion or not? And why are you feeling fine in the middle of this when they're still telling you you might need to get a transfusion that could lead to you contracting some form of disease, because sometimes that does happen as a variant. So we'll get into that when we come back.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boost libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99, with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Questions about your health? We have answers. You want to call in right now? We'll tackle them. You can always send me an email. The American Health Report Card, as they're calling it, is out. And this is really interesting. I want to go through some of these stats with you. But there's plenty of room for improvement, especially in the southern states. Why is it the South is always behind? It's because all the fried chicken and things that we eat down here, unbelievable. But here we go, all right? So Mississippi bottoms the list, or is at the bottom of the list. Vermont is at the top. So at the end of the day, the overall picture they're saying is not good. Obesity, diabetes, and children living in poverty are all on the rise in the U.S. And the bad news is it offsets improvements such as fewer smokers and fewer deaths from heart disease. The foundation evaluated 23 different measures to assess health in our different states, and overall the country's health did not improve in the last year. And despite the growing number of people who quit smoking, for every person who quit smoking last year, one person became obese. Well, that makes sense because nicotine actually keeps you from gaining weight. It's a stimulant. So that's pretty typical. When somebody quits smoking, they get fat. and they gain about 20 or 30 pounds because they start eating like crazy, and it stimulates appetite when you come off nicotine. Nicotine actually suppresses appetite, and so you start binging, you start pigging out. And most people, when their habit was nicotine, was smoking, and they quit, they've got to have another addictive behavior, and many people switch over to junk food. And that becomes kind of their fix, whether it's cookies or donuts or potato chips or french fries or fast food or whatever. And they start eating and eating and eating, gaining the weight, and of course they become obese. They say for every person who quits smoking, one person becomes obese. Probably the same person who quit smoking who gained a little extra pounds. So state by state, the health status in the top five, interesting how they're mostly northeastern states. Vermont was number one. New Hampshire is number two. Connecticut, number three. Hawaii, number four. Massachusetts, number five. Okay, there's your top five. Here's the bottom five. Mississippi, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Alabama. How about them apples? Love the southern states. Now, the good and bad of 2011, here's a quick look at all the stats. Smoking is down, so that's a good thing. While 17.9% of the U.S. population smoked in 2010, 17.3% did in 2011. Heart disease deaths are down. Okay, that's a good thing. So in 2010, 278 people of every 100,000 died of heart disease or stroke. In 2011, 270 per 100,000. So it's down. Okay. Diabetes is on the rise. It's up from 8.3% to 8.7% from last year. Obesity is up. Well, now, we got to understand about obesity. It's different than being overweight. Overweight can be overweight by like 20 pounds. It's not going to really cause you to have some form of a disease. When you're obese, you're overweight to the point where your body mass index is up enough that it can cause disease. So obesity is up. And while 26% or 0.9% of the population was obese in 2010, 27.5% now are obese. Impoverished children is more common. And that's really sad because obviously when kids come from an impoverished home, they can't get the food that they need. So the nutrients are going to be down. Processed food is going to go up. The risk of being obese is going to go up. And obviously brain development and overall health is going to decline because of poor nutrients. So 20.7% of children lived in poverty in 2010, and it's up to 21.5%. And, of course, we are seeing that in the economy, and it's devastating. You know, we sit around and talk about jobs and the politics. Everybody's ranting and raving, and I understand there's a lot of reasons why that's going on. And I've got my own opinions about it, too. At the end of the day, though, when you see that kids are having to go through homes and live in homes that are impoverished and that they can't get the foods that they need and they can't live the lifestyle of that can produce better health, now we're getting into a whole different animal and a different ball game. And to see kids that are struggling in that way, and I know the parents are struggling, and I'm sure many are doing their best, but it's a tough place to be, and it's really tough to watch, and it's very difficult to watch. And so my hope is, as things, depending on who you listen to and who you talk to, they're saying it's not going to turn around, and I get that. And there's a whole system in place for that. Again, my own opinions. But we have to do something about our kids and the next generation coming up, and we have to do something that we can do to improve our health for our kids. That is critical. And we have to jump in and do something to make an impact, something to make a difference when it comes to our kids' health. And so whether that be the parents, whether it be, you know, whatever it is, somebody has to jump in and make a difference. Because at the end of the day, our kids are only going to watch how we live. And they're only going to eat the way that we eat. They're going to eat what they see on TV, whether it's fast food, junk food, whatever. Someone has to teach our kids how to live a healthy lifestyle. And if we don't have the funds, we figure it out. I'm going to start doing some things with eating on a budget and how to live a healthy lifestyle when you don't have a lot of money. We're going to be doing some upcoming shows and topics on that, which I think is going to help everyone, especially in this day and time with what we're all dealing with. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. If you have questions about your health, you can also send me an email. Let's go now to the lines and go to Keith. Hi, Keith. Welcome to the show, man.
Yes, Dr. Dace. I've been listening to your show, and I really enjoy it.
Thank you.
I had a hernia surgery back in March of this year, and it just hasn't, actually it's a reoccurring hernia that I had, and it came back again, and it's really been bothering me. This is the second surgery I had in the same location. I'm not really sure what's going on, but I'm not feeling like I should be feeling. I can't lift anything more than 25 pounds without it bothering me.
And so you had the surgery, and they, I mean, supposedly they told you everything was good, right?
Right. The doctor said it looked good, but I'm still having problems with it. And it, the mesh that he put in it, I feel like it's slipping a little bit, and I'm just having problems. I'm just really not really happy about what's going on with it. But again, this is a reoccurring hernia surgery.
Yeah, and is inguinal or hiatal?
It was both.
Both?
Yes.
Okay, I got it.
He put a patch and a plug in it, and it's been almost 8 months, and it's still giving me problems, and I just wanted to get some feedback, what you thought about, and what particular doctor I should have went to. This was a regular surgeon that actually did the operation on me a while back on some diverticulitis, which was terrible.
Yeah. Well, a couple things. If you've got some general instabilities within the abdominal wall and the diaphragm, then the inguinal canal can be very weak. But if you've got the mesh over there, you're not feeling a bulge. You're just saying there's a lot of pain, right?
Right.
All right. Then that could be adhesions and scar tissue. Have you been back to the surgeon to talk to them about the possibility of that? Did they give you any advice?
He said that it looked good, but it still gives me problems, and I'm actually considering going back to a different surgeon and having an operation again on that same area.
Okay, I get it. If it's bothering you that bad, from what I've seen, okay, and just cases that I've seen, you might want to consider going back in and let them see exactly what's going on, because they can say, well, it looks good, seems good. But sometimes when they get in there, they can see adhesions or where the mesh has kind of laid a certain way, and it can cause pain and irritation. And as much of a hassle as that is, I guess the discomfort that you're experiencing right now is almost worth it if you can get some relief, right?
Most definitely.
I'm sure. Yeah. I would consider that, because there's nothing nutritionally, there's nothing that you can, from that aspect, that you can really do to correct it. Because it was surgical, and you're dealing with mesh, you're dealing with, you know, what someone went in and did. And so many times in your case, you know, with a scope, they can go in and just check things out, make sure things are laying the way they need to, and, you know, correct it if they need to. And the doctor will be able to see it. I mean, if there's anything going on that's out of the ordinary, then they can take care of that. But, yeah, the pain can be associated with the scar tissue, and it's very painful. I've seen many cases and watched people go through that process. I wish I had good news. I wish I could tell you that, oh yeah, you can do this, this, and this, but really going back in and have the surgeon look at that many times is some of the best options that you would have in this case. So that's my 2 cents, or nickel, if you will, for what you're dealing with. At the end of the day, though, the scar tissue has to get broken up, and if it's not, then it's going to, you know, cause issues like you're dealing with. So they have laser therapy that you can do, but the efficacy of that really and how well it works is pretty marginal. So you might want to look at having them go back in. Keep me posted, though, especially if you go back for another consultation. If you want to call and let me know what they say, I'd be glad to talk with you about it. 888-283-7272. Quote for the day, Ralph Waldo Emerson: no great man ever complains of a want of opportunities. What are your wants for opportunities in your life, whatever it might be, with your family, with your work, with your job, with your church, with relationships? The want of opportunities is powerful. Are you looking for the ones in your life? Something to think about. 888-283-7272. You can call me right now. 80% of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. What does that mean? It means if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. That's the hope that we have. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. folks. You've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi Kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. 888-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Phone lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, the list goes on and on. I know. All kinds of diagnoses, but what do you do? Well, there's several keys that you can always follow for optimal health, and the biggest ones starts with your mind. And your mind always has to be right. Do you want to get well? That's the key. And once you start making the decision that you want to get well, then everything else is pretty easy. And changing the way you eat, exercising, throwing away the junk food, drinking more water, all these kind of basic principles. And it's not real hard. A lot of people don't want to do the work. They don't want to dig in and really get into it. That's where all the changes occur. They really do. And willing to do what it takes. No, ask yourself is, do you really want to get well? And then are you willing to do what it takes, no matter how hard it might be, to get well? See, that's the key. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Judy. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
Okay. I have a question about cholesterol.
Okay.
I recently had some blood tests done. And my cholesterol was high. And the first thing that the doctor wanted to do was put me on pills, medication. And, you know, it had always been okay before, and I don't want to jump right to that. But the doctor never gave me anything that I could do naturally to try first.
Sure.
And I was wondering if you could tell me.
What was the number that it was running?
Oh, I hate
to say. The good and the bad. You don't?
I don't know what the good was, but the bad was 270.
The bad was 270, or the total number was 270?
No, that the bad cholesterol. She said my cholesterol was high. It was 270. She said.
Okay, well that has to be the total number. Has to be.
Oh, it does. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, your total number. I mean, it could be 270. It's possible, but I've got a hunch that probably your total number was 270. I mean, you've never been on meds before, right, for cholesterol?
No.
This is the first time?
No.
Yeah. So it probably is. Now, are you overweight?
No, not really. I mean, well, for my frame, maybe. I weigh 155.
And how tall are you?
5'6".
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's okay. I mean, you can lose a little bit, but it's not, you're not 250 pounds. So, I mean, that's...
No.
Yeah, okay, so... Any other medications you're taking right now?
No, I did not take the medication. I wanted to find a way to try first without that.
So this would be your first medication ever that you would be taking, basically, outside of like antibiotics?
If I do that. Well, when I've had infection, yeah, I've had like amoxicillin or something like that. But I don't take any medications presently.
Here's the key with cholesterol. Now, technically, textbook, if your cholesterol is over 200, then they're going to want to put you on medication, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But really, healthy cholesterol levels are pretty good between 190 and 220. Unless you've had a previous heart condition of some kind, then they're going to be a little bit more stringent on that. But a cholesterol is not a bad thing. Cholesterol makes our hormones, and you know, fats are good things within our body. And you know, the good cholesterol, the HDL, is really important to keep at a high level for a lot of reasons, immune system function and so much more. So what I would encourage you to do is if your diet, the things you're eating every single day, is moderate, I would crank that up. I mean, you want to make that, you want to be almost flawless with that and eat very, very well. That's going to be one of the biggest weapons you have. And then from a natural perspective, there's a couple of just general information tips that are pretty well known. Let me tell you what those are. First is that if there's a supplement called red yeast rice, and it's where they took a lot of the research for the statin drugs from. But red yeast rice has some good benefits from it. You can talk to some people at a health food store if you want to about that, or lifestyle research is a good place to look too. But it really is red yeast rice, from a natural perspective, has some good research behind it. You just got to be careful with it. You do have to cycle on and off of that, and they'll tell you about that, I'm sure. Because it can be a little bit tough on the liver if you take it all the time. Because, again, it was, you know, a lot of the research behind the statin drugs were based on that. So that is good. Vitamin E is also known to be very good for any type of cholesterol-related issue, as well as CoQ10, ubiquinol, which is kind of a precursor of CoQ10, even better. And they're saying usually adults after the age of 40, about 300 milligrams a day, typically that's in the research right now, can be helpful. And that was out of Europe that they did some research on that. So, I mean, there's several things you can do as far as cholesterol goes. I'm a big fan, just from everything I've read and studied, on eggs. Now, if you want to look at foods and how they affect cholesterol, don't be scared of fat. Fats are good for you, and they're good healthy fats, omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, you know, like almonds, walnuts, and avocados, cashews, and those sorts of things, the good ones. Those are all very beneficial. And eggs. Eggs are just the best cholesterol-lowering food we have. The egg yolk itself contains two components in it. One is choline, the other is lecithin, and it helps break down the fat, the plaque arterial walls, and helps transport it out of the body and get rid of it. So we've always known that eggs contain really some great components in it, even natural, that can help with cholesterol levels. So, I mean, there are things you can do naturally. You would want to look into those and not just jump. You do want to listen to your doctor. I think that's a wise thing to do. But if your diet is not perfect, you need some guidance on that. You need some help just of what to do. My book, Empowering Your Health, has the anti-inflammatory diet in there. That's the one I talk about all the time here on the show. And I'm a big fan just because it's very balanced. It's got a good approach to it. And it gives you all the foods that will bring health to your body and the ones that will take health out of your body. And it's good to know those all the way around. So just something to keep in mind and something to think about. But I understand the frustration there, especially if you've never taken medications and you really, you know, you're a healthy person. You're thinking, I don't want my cholesterol to be 270, and I don't want to take medications to get it down. There are things naturally you can do, so just know that. But make sure your doctor works with you on a regular basis and stay on top of your blood work with her. That's going to be important. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.